Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Aquarian Oracle podcast. This message is going to be for Leo placements. So if you have any Leo placements that you resonate with, you can listen to this reading. So let's get on in. So I just want to point out the three oracle cards that I have for this reading. So the three oracle cards I have for this reading are Divine Timing, Changes, and Slow But Steady. So as you can see, this is kind of the theme that is going to be revolving around your Aquarius season and understanding that changes are going to happen with divine timing and that, you know, things are not going to happen to your own accord. They're going to happen when the universe says it happens, and they're not always going to happen as quickly as you would like them. So you have to take the time, be patient, and understand that you will be victorious in the end, and things will work out in your favor as long as you trust and believe. And this is where we're going to get into your reading. Leos, I definitely see you becoming very victorious this season, and kind of towards this year as well. I do see you developing some type of more secure sense of self. I feel you accessing the hidden knowledge that you have within yourself in order to really unlock your potential and use your potential to its greatest purpose and its highest good. I can tell as well you haven't been really feeling abundant lately. I can tell maybe you have been kind of struggling with finances, either struggling in relationships, struggling in love, struggling in happiness, or whatever. You just kind of been lacking in your abundance. You know, with this Ace of Cups in reverse, you know, that water is just falling right out of the cup, and it seems that, you know, your cup is basically empty and you're kind of feeling depleted of a lot of things in your life, and you are really trying to gain that sense of worth back. And I do see, you know, you having some type of great awakening happen to you where you will get this, you know, I don't want to say like big idea, but you will get this very kind of like an epiphany where you're really going to realize like what it is that you've been missing this whole entire time and what it is that you've been missing that has been causing you to be in such a, what's the word I'm looking for? Being in such a kind of lacking environment where things just, you know, seem to be going down one by one. With this High Priestess card here as well, I just, you know, like I said, you're going to be accessing that hidden knowledge within, but I also feel like you're going to be able to have to understand how to trust yourself and understand and trust yourself and trust the universe as well, and trust that whatever manifestations that you put into the universe are going to come into fruition, whether they're good or bad. So you really have to be mindful of what it is that you're thinking, what it is that you're doing, and the energy that you're putting towards your manifestations, because that energy will affect how those seeds come into fruition for yourself. And I also have the Fool card at the bottom of the deck here, so that definitely tells me as well that there's a lot of changes that are going to occur into your life, and you will have a new perspective on your life as well when things start to go back in order. Manifestation is so important for you this season, because if you're really wanting to gain that abundance that you lost, you really have to, like I said, put your energy towards it, create the right words, create the right actions within. And I also am getting the feeling that you're going to have to really believe in your skills and believe in the talents that you have if you really want to gain something from it. And if you really want to gain that, you know, that sense of abundance back. And if you're really trying to, you know, grow up from there, because I feel as if you have been very self-doubting, or really doubting yourself and doubting your capabilities and what it is that you could be doing, or kind of just allowing your skills just to, you know, go down the drain, or just allowing life to pass you by because you've gotten comfortable. And comfortability is your worst enemy. And if you are non-accepting of change, then things are just, you know, if you're not accepting of change, then things are going to go slow and steady, you know, because things are not going to happen as fast as you would like them to. But if you start to embrace change more frequently and you start to understand why change occurs and you start to use your gifts and use your talents in order to be in alignment with change, that's when things happen more quickly. That's when you see those seeds of manifestation come into fruition, you know, very rapidly. And, you know, I don't know, this High Priestess card here, I feel like this is kind of the same thing with the Moon card and Cancer reasoning and Cancer's reading, but this High Priestess card for you is very, very potent. It's very intriguing to me, and it just shows me that you know, I just feel as if you have not been giving yourself all the credit that you deserve, and you have been not giving, you know, your full energy to your talents or to your abilities and things of that nature. I also feel as if you have a sense of yourself that is incomplete, or that you have a sense of yourself maybe in the past you've given up on something and you realize that it's kind of what has created some type of void within you, and you're trying to find some way to fill it or some way to kind of bring that back into your life. And I very much recommend that you go back to doing that, or find some other interest that's going to allow you to express yourself and express your creativity and things of that nature, because not everything has to be practical. Not everything you do you need to make money off of, or not everything you do needs to have some sense of purpose. You can just do something simply because it makes you happy, and as long as you do that, you have that sense of abundance within you, and you have created that abundance for yourself. So I find that it's very important for you to understand during this time. And what I was going to say, you know, I also, you know, you have to understand as well that even though things may be happening, and like I said, you may have not been feeling very abundant lately, you still have to stand your ground. Don't allow yourself to be burdened by other people. Don't allow yourself to be beaten down by other people, because ultimately then you're going to stay in that kind of mindset and stay in that energy, and it's not going to benefit you at all. What else was I gonna say here about this awakening that is going to happen for Leos. I feel like this awakening is going to come with your sense of purpose. Like, how do I say this? It's seeming to me that you have not been experiencing. You have not been experiencing life the way that you know how, or the way that you want to. And this awakening that's going to happen, you know, with this change that occurs, is going to open up a lot of doors for you in order to do those things. But you really have to trust and believe, like I said, in the universe. And I just feel like this is a very important message for you guys. Just trust and believe that everything is going to be okay. I can definitely tell that you've been overwhelmed with so many anxieties and nervousness and just feelings of despair, because you just feel like as if the change has occurred and you just don't know how to take it, and you're just trying to find the best way to survive or the best way to make sure that you can stay your ground and stand on your ground. And you know, this kind of throws you off track, but as long as you, like I said, have that trust within yourself, that is so important. I can't express that enough how much that trust within yourself and being able to access that higher knowledge from within yourself, being able to access your higher self in order to guide you through these struggles and guide you into the correct space, so that you're able to create a much better life for yourself, that you're able to create and manifest all the abundance that you need in order to support yourself, in order to support your family, in order to support those around you, and, you know, be able to live an anxiety and stress-free life. And I just feel like that is so important for you at this moment. And I can see you like becoming very like tedious, like doing things that are very tedious. Like, I'm not sure like what it is, but you have a habit. Like, you have habits. Like, you have, I feel like there's bad habits you have and good habits you have. And I feel like you've been tending a lot to your bad habits lately. And this is coming from, like I said, that feeling of a lack of abundance. Like you're just dabbling in your bad habits. Maybe it's like maybe it's just excessive shopping, or maybe it's just, you know, being in your room constantly when you know that you're depressed, or maybe, you know, projecting onto other people, or whatever the case may be. I could see you tending to bad habits, or feeding, you know, very negative thoughts and energy to yourself. And it's a weird feeling that I get, but you had to learn how to come out for that. And this High Priestess card is here for a reason, because she's trying to show you, you know, the better self that you have within, and all the possibilities and all the talent that you have within yourself, that you are able to access and use it, so that, like I said, you can create that abundance for yourself. And it is so important, because you cannot keep thinking to yourself that you don't have anything to offer, because you do. And even when you think that you are down to your last dollar, and when you're down to your last idea, or whatever the case may be, there's always going to be more available to you. But you just have to access it. You just have to be in that energy of abundance, because, you know, that's how you become aligned with it. That's how you begin to create more of it, when you're able to access it and really awaken that type of vibration, and really awaken that type of frequency for yourself and for your life. So that's it for Leos. Thank you for listening.